Why is it that even when you bring extra pressure, you
know? Well, I don't care what you bring. If the quarterback's getting the ball out of his hands, you're not gonna get there. And I think that's the game plan against us right now. We've seen a lot of slants, we've seen a lot of digs, we've seen a lot of curls, we've seen a lot of checkdowns to the back. Teams are not really giving us the opportunity to beat them with our front four. And we gotta do a better job of, like you said, you asked me a while ago, would they have a lead help? Obviously it would, but we can't hold it as a crutch. We still gotta go out there and do our job and figure out a way to get the job done, regardless of how hard or how difficult it is.
Numbers are what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You've never seen numbers like this. Haven't seen numbers.
Well, I just say this, man. I know a lot of people are making a big deal about it, and for good right. But if I was the only one having a bad year, numbers wise, then that would be you could easily say, Justin doesn't have it anymore. But when Kiwi's not having a good year, when JP is not having a good year, when McCullen's not having a good year, when whoever else is not having a good year, then you might want to look into it a little deeper than just numbers. So, but again, we're not making any excuses about it. We got to figure out a way. And, there is a way. We just hadn't figured it out yet. And, we're hard at work at that. I think the coaching staff is doing a great job as far as, trying to get us in position to make plays, and at the end of the day, man, we gotta play above X's and O's and get the job done.
I mean, but if offenses are doing that, then they give up something too.
What
I'm saying? I mean, they're not taking five step drops and they're not looking downfield. I mean, a lot of the defensive numbers are poor.
Yeah.
Not just the sacks. So I mean, if they're giving up something, why is not the other part picking up the slack?
Because I think, a lot of the plays that we've relinquished in the second half, a lot of the big plays we relinquished in the second half, and I think a lot of that has to do with frustration setting in, and maybe, it just seems like any time that we're not on the same plays as the defense, that's when the big plays arise. And, like I said, that's why I said what I said about we got to figure out a way to do our job consistently, because, to the end, regardless if sacks are there or not, we got to find ways to keep teams, out of the end zone. And we haven't did that well enough.
Do you think each week this is going to be the week? I mean, you want to think
positive. Always.
And then you're surprised when it's not.
Absolutely.
For yourself and for your guys.
Absolutely. I really don't have any answers right now, because of the fact that practice has been great. Just the attitude of the locker room and the individual players towards one another has been great. I think our game plans have been pretty good. This is, something that I can't wrap my finger around, and that's frustrating, because I feel like I've seen a lot of football, and I feel like, we normally had solutions to the problem. Not yet. Or not enough solutions. I think we've corrected, a lot of things, but, we still haven't played a complete game as an entire, New York Giant football team. It just seems like when offense is playing great, defense doesn't pick up that slack. And when defense is playing pretty good, we haven't put it together. We haven't played together yet.
Justin,
that's frustrating.
If there has been one positive, the rush defense against three very good premier backs the last 3 weeks has been good. Is Peterson much of a different animal compared to those guys? Do you have a reason to believe that your successes can continue in that regard?
Well, there's no question. I think everyone would say that he's the best back in the league. Most consistent. And the thing about him is, I've played him about three times, and it just seems like you can play him pretty good for three quarters or for 75 or 80% of the runs he had. It's that one play where he takes it for 70 that makes your rushing stats look, crappy. I never forget, we had him at one point at 16 rushes for 30 yards, and then he hits a 68 yarder, and everybody says, Adrian Peterson has another big day. Yeah, he did, but it's just that one play. And I mean, that's a credit to him, because he's that dynamic. You got to play him, play your best run defense against him every play. And if you don't, he's that type of back that can take it home. So, we can't, get in a lull and say, oh, we're shutting him down. Because once you start thinking that, he finds a way to cut back and break a tackle, and he's off to the races. I haven't seen anybody catch him.